today's Good News, No Sweat News is here for you now. On Friday, we'll do the Good News, No Sweat News quiz.
Beautiful.
Your chance to win a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and one of them cool Rat Radio bandanas.
Don't forget, if you miss any of the stories, check out WRAT.com. They'll all be up there in the podcast section.
That's true. That's true. Now, this first is a Good News, No Sweat News story, but it's not necessarily good news for people like me. Dateline England, weight has become a known risk factor for coronavirus. Right, because when you get it, the weight that you have, if you're overweight, it's not a good thing.
Right.
But now scientists are saying that height could make you more vulnerable as well.
Oh, boy, Coralcraft.
That being tall could more than double your chance of testing positive for COVID. Now, the research has not yet been peer-reviewed, which means, you know, you put your research out there and other scientists get to poke holes in it.
Right.
So that could mean that this has a ton of holes in it that these scientists have not yet considered. But the idea is that being tall could put you in more contact with the tiny little aerosol pieces that naturally come out of people's mouths when they talk or when they shout or sing, or especially when you cough or sneeze, right? So,
jeez Louise.
Great. 6'5" over here.
I know.
Hey, Mr. COVID, how are you? Nice to meet you. What the hell? Then again, the only person, the last person I know who got it, no offense to you, my friend, I won't mention your name, but you're short and I'm tall and I ended up not getting it.
That's good though.
So there is that.
Call on COVID over here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good news if you're short. Dateline that van with dark windows down the street from your house.
Oh boy.
Here's another good reason to wear a mask. Masks are making it harder for the surveillance cameras to trace you. They're completely wrecking facial recognition. The study has found that face masks are doing a fantastic job at protecting each other from COVID-19 transmission, but the facial recognition algorithms don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
There's over half of facial recognition programs are just coming up with goose eggs when it's trying to recognize people with face masks on.
But it is kind of true because people I see at maybe at the bar or something, like, they say hi to me. I'm like, who is that?
Right. Who the hell are you?
As soon as they take their mask off, right. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's Mike. There's John.
Now, don't go and use this information the wrong way the next time you walk into a bank.
Yeah.
But black masks are more likely to cause errors than blue. And the more of your nose that's covered by the mask, the worse it is for these algorithms to figure out who you are. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like wearing my mask in ShopRite. Because, like, usually when I walk through the aisles, people are like, hey, Gots, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, I got to put down the milk and everything.
Right, now you're incognito.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, I can get my shopping done real quick.
I'm in mask mode. And by the way, the black masks create more errors than blue, and it's always a good idea if you type out your note to the teller instead yes. of writing it in your own handwriting, because they could trace your handwriting.
Right.
But don't use that advice. You didn't hear that from me.
Nope.
Here you go. Dateline your wristwatch for story number three. Your Fitbit or Apple Watch or whatever you're wearing on your arm to track the number of steps you've made.
Mm-hmm.
Could know that you have the virus before you do because your heart rate goes up when you get sick. So researchers are now doing a pilot program. They're doing a research thing at Stanford with 5,000 users. And so far, what they've found is smartwatches have been able to predict the virus an average of 3 full days before people even think they may have it.
How about that?
That's before symptoms show up. And why is that key? Because those people in the early stages before symptoms show up are the people spreading this thing. I mean, it's easy to stay away from people when you think you feel sick, but not so easy when you're fine, right? You might be a walking, talking COVID factory, but you don't know it. But your smartwatch has picked up the fact that your heart rate is increased and your temperature is increased. So researchers at Stanford are looking into whether or not you can program a warning system into the software update, letting you know that your biometrics, like your heart rate and your temperature, are unusually high.
That is so unbelievable.
Right? So there it is.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'd rather be talking about a guy who burned his car down by having a lit scented candle. But, you know, tough times, people. Tough times.
We're trying to bring some good news to you.
Right. That's the good news, no sweat news for today. Wednesday, we'll do the quiz on Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.